Hello and welcome to the sixth episode in the fourth season of the Hijinks TV podcast. It is I am he is we, and together we are the host of Hijinks TV. I am your friendly local neighborhood Dick Nubba, here to bring you another entertaining podcast full of entertainment and sprinkled with some surprises throughout. What surprises do we have in store for you for this podcast? I don't fucking know, but we're gonna figure it out as we go, like we usually do, and when we, you know, we get to the end, it's gonna be a happy ending. Not like that, but you know what I mean. Anyway, there's shit going on around the country. There's stuff happening around the universe. There's stuff happening in different dimensions. So let's dive into it. Without further ado, sit back, relax, and away we go. Alright, so this first little segment is a song. I don't know. I guess a song I wrote years ago. It's just an instrumental on the guitar when I was teaching myself how to finger pick. And I wrote it like 10 years ago or some shit. But I can only play it when I'm a little bit stoned. Okay, a lot of bit stoned. But still, so if you are, you know, smoking weed while you listen to my podcast like normal people, then just like close your eyes for the next 2.5 minutes and just listen, man. There's no name for this motherfucker either. It's just something that I was finger picking. Hey Batman.
What, Dick?
You know, one thing that I've noticed is like I always thought everybody like walked a different, but if you like looked at that dude over there and that lady over there, they both have like way different gaits, and it's I just always assumed that you're wait
What? They're walking down the road right now.
Yeah?
Okay. Don't stay with me here, Dick, okay? They're walking down the road right now.
Yeah?
Okay, how the fuck do you know what their gates look like?
What?
You just said that they have very different gates. They are walking down the road. They're not in front of their houses. So how do you know what their gates look like, and how do you know that they're different?
Not their gate, like their front gate. I mean like their gate, like their walk.
What? Oh my fucking God. Are they walking or are they gating? And how the fuck does one gate?
No. Gate is another word for describing the way somebody walks.
What?
Excuse me.
Jesus Christ, Dick. You always gotta fucking be burping.
It's not my fault. It's just, I get gassy sometimes. But gate, it's not spelled the same.
What do you mean it's not spelled the same? A gate is a gate is a gate. What the fuck? Are you gonna tell me now that cow isn't spelled the same?
What?
Look, when you're having a cow, you're obviously not, you know, like, giving birth to a cow. So, like, you say you're having a cow and somebody's getting mad, but you're also, a cow can have a cow. So, like, are you gonna tell me that those are spelled differently? Like, cow is like chow or something?
No, gate, G-A-I-T.
No, Dick, what the fuck are you smoking? Gate is G-A-T-E. And they're in front of houses on their fences. I don't know what the shit you're smoking this morning, but, like, I don't know. I think you're fucking with me now.
I'm not fucking with you. Gait is a fucking word to describe the way somebody walks. G-A-I-T. It's a fucking word, bad man. How have you gone this long and you don't know this?
The fuck you mean how have I gone this long and don't know this? You don't know how old I am.
You've told me many fucking times that you're, like, in your 40s or 50s or something.
I've been fucking with you. Seriously believe me for that? Like, I'm, like, old enough to buy, weed, but, like, not old enough to be old.
The fuck does that even mean?
You know what it means, because you're fucking old.
No, I'm not. I'm only 36.
Yeah, see, you're fucking old. Compared to, like, how young I am, that's fucking old.
Shut the fuck up, bad man. Gay is a word.
I know it's a word. I'm not arguing with you that it's not a word. You're just spelling it wrong and saying it wrong and using it in a sentence incorrectly.
No, I'm not. Fuck you. I will prove to you that gay is a word.
Yeah, I dare you to.
Badman, what the fuck did you do?
What, Dick? I didn't do anything.
Yeah, you fucking clearly did something because I went to the bathroom. All I did was take a piss, and I come back and Monopoly's on the fucking ground.
I don't know what happened there.
I think you fucking do know what happened there. You were losing and you threw the board on the ground, didn't you?
No. I didn't do that. I was just sitting here, looking at TikTok on my phone and, a gust of wind came through and just blew it over.
You really think I'm gonna fucking believe that?
Well, that's what happened, so I don't care if you don't believe it. It's what happened, because that's I don't know what happened. It was just, I looked up and it was down there. I looked up when you came out of the bathroom and said, you know, I was blaming. I didn't do that, though, Dick. It wasn't me. I didn't do it.
Batman, there's nobody else in here. Oh my God, you're mad that you were losing. You knew I was gonna win. You knew I had boardwalk, and you just fucking threw it all on the ground.
No, I did not, and stop blaming me. You don't know. You don't know at all. You don't know what happened. The window opened up, and the wind just right through here, and just like blew everything over. Well, I didn't do it. I didn't even see it happen.
Then how the fuck do you know what happened, Batman?
I don't know what happened. That's what I just said. I don't know what happened. A gust of wind blew it off the table.
If you don't know what happened, then how do you know a gust of wind blew it off the table?
Because that's the only logical explanation that could have... Whoa, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Dick. I don't think we're alone.
What?
I don't think we're alone, Dick. You know, it might not have been a gust of wind that comes through here. It might have been a ghost. A ghost come through here and they were upset that they couldn't play with us. And that's probably what happened. Look for ectoplasm.
What?
Look for ectoplasm. The ghost pushed the board and there's going to be ectoplasm somewhere on the board or somewhere in the monies or something. I know that it wasn't me and I didn't do that.
Batman, I think you did do that.
No, look, right here.
The fuck is that?
Ectoplasm. I told you it was a ghost. There's the proof. Right there.
That does not look...
Taste it.
What?
Taste it. If it's ectoplasm, it'll taste weird. But if it's not ectoplasm, then it won't taste...
Batman, I am not... Fuck, I don't know what that is. I'm not even touching that.
Fine, I'll taste it.
Don't.
Why? I want to know what it is.
You know... You're the one who knocked that fucking thing off. And now, what the fuck was that?
What?
Something just grabbed me.
I fucking told you there's a ghost in here.
I think we might need to get a Ouija board.
I think that's like one of the best ideas you've ever had. We need to find a Ouija board.
Marty, why were you in the shower for so long?
I don't really know if it really matters, but I was trying to scrub this fucking thing off of my back, alright?
Marty, did you not realize that when you went to go get a tattoo, the tattoos are permanent? Like, that thing is gonna be on there until you die, alright? It's there.
Well, that's waste to get it off. I saw a TikTok that you could, like... scrub it off, and so I was just trying to scrub it off, and my back really fucking hurts.
Let me look at it, Marty. Holy shit, it's really red. How long were you scrubbing it for?
At least like 20 minutes. I don't know. I wasn't timing myself. I wasn't counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You know what I was doing is I just started scrubbing. Now my back really hurts.
Marty, we might need to take you into the hospital. That does not look good at all. Why did you even get a tattoo if you didn't know how to take care of the tattoo? If you didn't know you wanted it, then why did you get it?
I want to be honest with you. I don't remember why I got it exactly. I was just walking down the road and I heard somebody say, I need a tattoo. And I was thinking, huh? Do I need a tattoo? And, I walked into the shop and I was looked at him and I was like, yeah, do I need a tattoo? Because I heard somebody else say they need a tattoo and I don't know if I need a tattoo because I don't have any tattoos yet. And then he was like, I got the perfect tattoo for you.
Wait a minute, Marty. I thought you picked out your tattoo.
I didn't say that. I just said that I got one. I never said I picked it out, though, that I, like, designed the damn thing, because obviously I didn't know what was back there. So now I'm stuck with it.
Yeah, you should have fucking thought about that. Are you gonna say anything for yourself? Marty,
I need to go to the hospital.
All right, this song, I do not, Spotify, I do not own the rights to this song. It is only a cover song and not that well either. Anyway, this next song is just a cover song, for what it's worth. I like the song. Yeah, so here it is. I think I've done it already in one of the past, but here it is again. All right, let's get on with it.
Thank you. time we stop cheering. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds and getting so much resistance from behind. This time we stop cheering. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street. They're singing songs and carrying signs. Most are saying, hurry up for outside. It's time we stop shooting. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it'll creep. Starts when you're always afraid. You step in a line and the man come take you away. So stop here, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. You better stop here, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. You better stop cheering, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Alright, well, that is going to wrap up episode 6 of the 4th season of the Hijinks TV podcast. We will be back with episode 7 very soon. And we will have some more stuff and some things and, you know, all that stuff. If you're listening on Spotify, remember to, you can have the option of leaving a queue. I will see the queue in my app. And then I can leave an A and post your cue to the podcast. If you want to leave a review, if you want to leave a question for us to answer in a future podcast, whatever you want to do on there, you can put that on there. And then I can see that and, you know, I'll post that and you can tour the world with us. We are currently listened to in 24 different countries. And while I say that, I will open up my little notepad here that I have written down all the countries that we are actually listened to in. Because it is a total of 24 so far, and in order from number 1 to number 24, United States, Germany, Ireland, United Kingdom, Canada, Singapore, Australia, Russia, South Africa, Switzerland, Malaysia, Romania, Lesotho, Hungary, Netherlands, Norway, Indonesia, Israel, Sweden, Nigeria, India, Brazil, Botswana, and Estonia. With your guys' help, we have hit 24 different countries that we are listening to, and because you guys have been sharing, you guys have been inviting your friends to listen and share, and then they've been inviting their friends to listen and share, and it has just been going and going, and we can hit 25. I know we can hit 25 countries by the year 2025. We got into 24 countries by the year 2024. We've been doing this for 4 years. Next year we'll make it 5 years. We can hit 25 countries. I know that we can do that. I know our fans can definitely push that into number 25 sooner rather than later. All right. Well, I think I've covered all the bases. Yeah, you know, do all that shit. And, well, we will see you guys next time. And remember to invite all your friends.